Durood Sharif should be read before doing every good deed. In Durood Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so many blessings into Durood, so many barakat and blessings, that we cannot imagine the number, the quantity. For this reason, it is stated in hadith, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates hadith, and Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajh, he also narrates a hadith, that whenever you do dua to Allah, when you make a supplication, then you should recite Durood Sharif before that, and also at the end of the, after the dua, you should recite Durood. Durood Sharif is such a thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it for sure. So when on both sides Allah ta'ala accepts the durood, then whatever's in between will automatically be accepted. So this durood pak, durood sharif, is such a big guarantee for any deed, action, that amal, so many blessings are generated in the action. Allah's rahmah, mercy, pays attention due to that durood pak. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely for sure accepts that deed. That's why if you see that whenever a pious elder starts an amal, an action, then before that he definitely does wird, recitation, repetition of durood. There are different quantities of durood that the pious predecessors have apportioned, and their benefits are different. So it's a very blessed thing, Durood Sharif. That's why, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, our majlis, its glory is based on Durood Sharif, our majlis. And with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's grace, we do a lot of Durood. So for this reason, I request that whilst you read Durood Sharif, definitely keep this in your mind, that what I'm reading, what I'm doing, in Allah's eyes, how important is this? And with regards to this action, how much does Allah love it? So then you will get more love when you do the action, when you think of this. You get more enjoyment, more satisfaction. So in that style, that my deed is arriving to Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated with regards to Durood, Durood Sharif, unique hadith, this is that I'm just about to tell you, that when a servant recites Durood, then I come into his dream, subhanAllah. And I enable him to do ziyarah, see me. And whoever sees me in the dream, then I intercede for that person. And the person who I intercede for, then from my pond, from the pond of Kawthar, I will assist him in drinking water. And whoever give the water to drink from my pond of Kawthar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him free from the fire of hell. What is this the barakah of? One durood. One durood. Imagine. One durood. How blessed an action is durood. So here, we say this for ziyarah, that durood sharif is very essential. There are quantities that if you recite durood this many times, you do ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here's a guarantee from Allah that with the barakah of durood sharif, a person attains the ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here, the bigger a thing that is drawing Allah Ta'ala's attention, then in that manner, a person needs to implement that deed. Because Durood Sharif is great for Allah. So in that manner, then you should read due to the greatness of the action. Some people, when they recite Durood Sharif, they do wudu first, ablution. They apply fragrance, perfume, they put fragrance on their body, and after applying the fragrance, then wherever they're sitting and reciting Durood Sharif, they put fragrance there around them, and then after that they sit, and pure and clean, full attention. Some people even say this, that bring the tasawwur of the rawdah. Think, contemplate the Rawdah Mubarak, the blessed grave of the Prophet, then recite Durood Sharif. This is preparation for Durood Sharif. So whatever you prepare for and you then that value, appreciation of the action increases. Remember this, because every action we do is for a reason. We are doing it for Allah, for this reason. So the action that we do that will take us to Allah, with which we will attain Allah's qurb and nearness, then the action, the more you do it with care, caution, good. But if you are careless, disrespectful, the amal, it is there, the action is there, it has its quality. Just like I said to you, one durood bak, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he explained, you get the ziyarah, the visibility of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you drink the water from the pond of Kawthar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for you, and Allah will make you free from hell, just from one durood sharif. Imam Shafi, what a great imam he was. Hazrat Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi. And what was his maqam during his life? What a great status he had. He was imam of his time. And when he passed away, at that time, in the dream, somebody saw him, the pious elder of that time saw him in the dream. Obviously, when a person is seen in a dream, those people with high status, high rank, then they ask just one question. One subject, many events are on this point. They ask that, what happened with you? How did Allah Ta'ala treat you? What was your situation after passing away? So what happened? So Imam Shafi Ramadan gave a unique answer. He said that, what can I say to you? That my forgiveness was on what? That you thought maybe it's due to my kitabs and hadith and fiqh and jurisprudence and answering the questions and tabligh, spreading the deen. Do you know that my shifat, my forgiveness was on what? And he said, what? He said, on one durood sharif I attained forgiveness. One durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. This is the durood sharif that he used to recite. Tell me, one durood sharif, that we do actions and pray salah, this and that, but the rahmah of Allah, Allah's mercy, his hisab, his scale is a little bit different on how he weighs and measures. So Allah Ta'ala's scale of weighing is different. So one point we see is that whatever deed a person does, he should do it with a broken heart, that maybe this is the deed that will get me the forgiveness. Whatever good deed you do, for example, you are giving somebody water to drink. Yes? You're just giving him water to drink. Look here. Ramadan is inviting you that if you enable somebody to break the fast, you'll get this much thawab. Even if you give water to break the fast, isn't it? Why? Why are we being encouraged? Allah Ta'ala is saying this. Because Allah says, whatever amal a human being, there's an example of practice here, that whilst you're doing the amal, you should have a niyyah. Yes, you should have this ikhlas, sincerity in action. That definitely, what should be the intention? That I am doing this good deed to earn the treasure of the hereafter. So that deed may be a minor, physically, etc. But when you do that good deed with this preparation, that you don't know that great, big deeds, but due to no sincerity, or you start to pray tahajjud, you're praying tahajjud, but you have no yaqeen, no faith, I've just prayed tahajjud for thawab, for reward. You've woke up in the morning, washed your hands, and your tahajjud just evaporated. But in comparison to that, there's somebody in the path on the way, you meet him and you realize that, oh, I should say salam to him. After saying salam to him, I'll get 10 rewards. Alhamdulillah. So maybe Allah Ta'ala will like this good deed of mine. So in that there's khulus, sincerity in the action. When you get this thinking in your mind, then this becomes ibadah, doesn't it? Brilliant ibadah. For example, somebody asks you the way. You're going somewhere, you're in a rush, he asks you the route. Oh, forget that, yeah. Oh, if I tell, but you think, no, if I tell him, the guide him, that Allah is saying, ihdina siratul mustaqim to me, and I'm asking Allah for the straight path, and if today I tell him the path of the road, maybe Allah will give me success. Yeah? So, somebody's asking me the road, the map, the route on the road or the pavement, how to get to here. If I give them the direct, the good path, the good route, maybe my path will become good. So what happens then? Is that all the good deeds Allah will put to one side. Yes, leave his asab. This action of yours I really liked. Because this Allah's rahmah is on his, what he likes. Allah said, this good deed of yours I really liked. So open the door of Jannah for this person due to this good deed. Because I liked your salam that time. That you had the intention that I'm preparing for the hereafter. Our Hazrat used to say, maybe I've told you this event before, this is the hearts of the walis of Allah, their hearts become like this, don't they? When the heart becomes like this, then such great things come out like pearls. So one is one already made and one is not made. So in the heart that's not made, you get kharafat and loss and dunya and worldly material things. Things that will incur a loss. There are two things. I don't want to forget what I was saying, that something's come in between. So, what was I saying before that? Yes, Hazrat Sahib. Yes. So in reality, there are two things that Ramadan is making us practice. Two things. There's actually one thing, and that is Qurb. Getting close to Allah. So either the servant will get close to Allah, all of the game of the dunya is on this one word. The whole game of life is on this word. That's why Allah says, with regard to Ramadan, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that this is the month of the nearness to Allah, the qurb of Allah. This is this month. He didn't give this title, such a big title, for nothing. Remember this. This big title Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, it's a very famous hadith, isn't it? When it came in the narration, that in Shaban, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith, and you hear this from the respected scholars. So in this hadith, the title was given about Ramadan, that this is the month of Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness. In other words, whatever you do, all of the actions you do in this month, whatever you do, what will they be? That you are seeking and looking for Allah's qurb and strengthen the connection and nearness to Allah. That's what is qurb? That either the servant gets closer to Allah, or what's opposite to that? Opposite to the light is darkness. So what's opposite to Allah's nearness, Allah's qurb? Either he will get closer to Allah, or in comparison to that, he will be dunya. Dunya, remember this. And dunya is an opposition to Allah. Dunya. The desires we talk about, like today we're talking about a lot. And Ramadan is telling us, not me. So in opposition to Allah comes the nafs of the human being. Either the person gets closer to his desires, which the dunya surrounds him with, or a person gets closer to Allah. These are the two opposites of getting closer. There's no path in between. So when an individual, he runs from the dunya and gets closer to Allah, then in the dunya, for example, first he's enjoying himself, he's busy, and the basis of life is their stomach and nothing else. So all thinking, worries, concerns are based on the dunya of the person. How will I do this now? How will I do that now? How will this occur? Every fikr and concern is about the dunya, the world, for that person. Yes? Yes? Just a few points to make him happy, but most of all, he doesn't get close to Allah. The person who is close to the dunya, even if he's got the veil of or the libas of the deen on top of him, so it doesn't matter what attire or what title or apparently what you're showing to people. Where does the difference make? In the batin, in the inner state of the person. Yes? So the insan, when he scan, then he scan inside that what is this person? How much is he inside? He look outwardly, zahiri, physically, he looks something different. But his zahir, what it tells us, that what he is, and the batin within us will tell us that he is close to the dunya. And dunya has overwhelmed this person. And when a person's overwhelmed by the dunya, by the world, then even if he's turning towards Allah, even the reason for that is the dunya. So I'll tell you a unique statement here. Even the reason for him to believe in Allah is due to dunya. Due to dunya. How? Because if according to his desires, things are happening, then he accepts Allah. If according to his desires, things are happening, then he accepts Allah. If they're not, then he doesn't accept Allah. He doesn't believe in Allah. A person came some days ago. A person came. He said, "My wife is in a very bad state. I don't know if a jinn has come to her." You know, immediately we just bring jinn and ghosts and magic, black magic. This is like in our pockets, embedded in our pockets nowadays. Straight away we say, "Oh, this is the problem, nothing else. Someone has done black magic, or someone's done evil influence." And anything happens, then that's where our thinking reaches, our thoughts reach just to that level. That this is the reason. And this is also to hide our reality of our life. Yes, why? I said, "What happened to her?" He said, "The reason is this, that my young daughter is 25, 30 years and she died," he said. "So, and it was a big shock for us in the family. Obviously, a daughter, she dies, and for the mother, it's a very big tragedy." So he said, "Every day she started to go to the graveyard, she'd cry, 'Go to the graveyard, I'm not satisfied. I don't know when, due to the graveyard, this happened or what happened, but my wife, suddenly her status changed, her state changed. She doesn't believe in Allah, she didn't believe in fasting, she doesn't eat anything, and she's in a very bad situation," he said. And she said, "I don't believe in Allah, and you do what you're going to do, don't tell me what to do." So I said, "That we think maybe that she's been affected by some evil force, and she'd go to the graveyard. And everyone's mind, everyone's thinking this, that she went to the graveyard. After that, she's been affected by some evil force. The jinn's taken all of her, or some ghost has taken all of her, or some jadu. This has happened." So when I heard this, I said, "Listen, it maybe is about jinn and ghosts. It is jinn. But the jinn, well, they're not free nowadays in Ramadan. They're keeping the fast. They ain't got time for this now to go and deviate people." So I said, "Does she pray Salah?" And she said, "No, I'm not going to pray Salah." I said, "She does that?" I said, "Okay. So here's the disease." "What's the disease?" "The sickness. This is the real sickness. That she has left this hukum of Allah, she's rejected this order of Allah, that my daughter, why did she die? In other words, she had such a shock that why did Allah take my life of my daughter? Why did she die? Why did she pass away?" So until there, the dunya had overwhelmed her. She said that when Allah has taken my daughter away from me, then I don't believe in Allah either. So this is the real feeling that was developed inside her. So dunya's desire and attraction inside a person, the world, dunya, a person is so close to dunya and the world that it becomes his whole purpose of life. Salah, if for example you're doing ibadah and your shop is running, according to your desires you're getting what you want, then you will really value and appreciate your salah. Yes, if you go to a wali Allah and he does the dunya for you for dua and you get that, then you say, "Oh, that wali Allah, he's such a great person, he's pious, he's reached. I went to him and he did dua for me and I achieved what I wanted." For example, I went and within a minute of his dua, this happened, within 2 minutes this happened. He's a great wali Allah. That's our basis. That's our criteria. In other words, our criteria for everything is if our dunya succeeds, then he's a wali Allah. He's the best Allah, the best God who gives me what I want. My best salah is that salah, that after that, my things of the world, they fall into place. If you take the percentage out of this Ramadan, that's why Allah Ta'ala said Ramadan. For this reason, Allah said that, do tafakkur and ponder of this, that who are you close to? Allah has announced to us this, that this is the month of nearness to Allah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this is the month of the qurb of Allah. So if you run around trying to make dunya and maal and wealth, you're lost in the tafarakat of the dunya. Rather, that so much is the basis of ibadah in this month that don't for a second waste any time. Don't even come out of your houses. That do tawakkal in me, trust in me, that don't waste this month, Allah says. But that for our heart's desires, like we do every action, we're saying we're doing it for Allah, there's still thawab in it, isn't it, we say. Yes, listen to what I'm saying, yeah? Do you understand what I'm saying? Even then we make it thawab, that I'm doing this for Allah. And it's all dunya mixed in it. It's just counting the notes, counting the money, counting the wealth, and taking money, and giving money. And well, that's our foundation. That's our fountain, the stomach. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the biggest ibadah that Allah has given to us in this month is that detached from the stomach, which is the fast. Allah says, this is your biggest enemy, the stomach that makes you run in the dunya, run around. So I'll make this free now. At least 1 month you are free for me, Allah says, due to the stomach. Yes? Allah says that your stomach, it doesn't let you go. So when you let go of the stomach for a month, then all the worries of the dunya will end. When the requirements of the stomach end, and another attraction Allah has given to us to leave the dunya, another attraction. Allah says He's increased the thawab of the good deeds. Allah says more attraction for this person to run away from the dunya in Ramadan. Because this is such a great thing, the idol worshipping, love of the dunya is the biggest idol. Love of the dunya is hubb dunya. Love of the world is the biggest idol. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the all things, the root of all things, the root of all bad things and evil is the dunya, the world, the dunya. So this point here, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this month is the month of Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness. So either you will get Allah's nearness in this month, or but here people also want to make excuses from this for the dunya. The person who in this month doesn't extract the fikr of the dunya from his heart, then he is a useless person. Consider that. In this month, you need to strengthen your tawakkal and reliance on Allah to the high point. High tawakkal Allah. High trust in Allah. Such good deeds Allah has put into this month, so that for our tawakkal, then this month I need to work less, I need to run after dunya less, focus on dunya less, earning is less, because Ramadan won't come again for me. Yes, so to develop this awareness, then that person who's got that awareness, he's valuing Ramadan. Yes, if he appreciates it and understands it. So, very good point is this, that in this month, a standard that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us, that do you get close to the dunya in this month, or do you get closer to Allah in this month? So this is what we need to measure and gauge, and assess. That am I getting closer to the dunya? Dunya getting closer to me, or is Allah getting closer to me through this month? Because until here, when a person arrives here, that his believing in Allah is also due to the dunya, for the dunya. And obviously if Allah fulfills what he wants, otherwise he'll leave Allah to this extent. To this then the person gets so upset and displeased with Allah or with things that are happening in his life, that he's not earning the dunya according to his desires. If his desires of the world are not being fulfilled, then the person does such a weird thing that he comes to the point of death. He takes, commits suicide. And regularly we've heard from people, my heart feels like I just give my life away, he says, the person. Oh, I just want to die. So valuable of the thing is life, that if his desires are not being fulfilled, he leaves Allah, then he says, I want to leave myself. Oh, it's a waste of time me living, because my desires were not fulfilled. What is this? What sort of scene is this of the life of a person? Such a big disaster that a person, he falls into the dunya. And the dunya's desire is such that it doesn't leave a person satisfied, the dunya. Doesn't make him settled. For example, if for example you go to ask somebody for something, and whilst you're asking, either you will either get satisfaction from the, oh, I want it more, and you start asking for dunya. So the dunya asking for dunya, he will never get the satisfaction. This is hadith as well. Never be fulfilled, that you can fill the valleys. Between mountains, you'll say, I'll just match this much. When that comes, I've got this much, what difference does it make? Oh, yeah, it's only 5 pounds. I should have had 100. Oh, I would have had more ease then, if I had more. Yes, if I could get 50, but if I get 5 more, then at least it would have been better for me if I got 5 more. Everything he makes and he earns, he wants to make more dunya. And what does Allah Ta'ala want? Allah Ta'ala says, Ashaddu uhabbu lillah. The big difference here. Ashaddu habbu lillah. Allah says that in my remembrance, in my love, you should lose yourself. That's how close is my servant to me. Allah Ta'ala says that I am closer to you than your jugular vein. I'm nearer to you than even that. So when the servant of Allah and Allah is close to the servant, then why should he go towards loss? Because Allah is close to us, but we are far from Allah. We are far from Allah. My friends, think about this point. Never will that person be close to Allah, even if he's doing so many sujood, prostrations, he can shout out, he's pious, got tasbihs in his hands, he's changed his face, but he'll never be close to Allah if he is qareeb, close to the dunya. These are two opposite things. Either a person's close to Allah, or he's close to the dunya. Two opposite things. So the main thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan is teaching us, making us practice this, is on this basis, that you have gone very far from me, and you're on the opposite path, you are immersed in the dunya, lost in the dunya, I want to bring you back, that's why I gave you this month to practice, come back towards me, Allah says, come back towards me, and love me, and have a connection with me, and get qareeb to me, close to me. And look, in here, Allah Ta'ala has put in so many things in this month that enable a person to draw near to Allah, get closer to Allah. Number one, Allah Ta'ala has detached the stomach from us, isn't it? The stomach, physical requirements of the stomach. Allah says if the stomach's wants are eliminated, then he'll get close to me and dunya will be taken out from this person. So Allah Ta'ala has put food and drink away from, yes, you can have tea in the morning, etc. But Allah Ta'ala has put the food and drink less. And earning is less so that he can come closer to me. So this is one sign Allah has given to us. Less food and drink, less focus on the dunya to get closer to Allah. Subhanallah. Second thing, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran as well, that my servant, human being, you, when you do sajda, then I'm closest to you when you are in the prostration. If you want to get close to Allah, then do so many prostrations to Allah. Do this practice, Allah says, in where? 40 sajda Allah Ta'ala increased in this month. How many per day? Allah gave 20 tarawih to us. In 20 tarawih, 20 rakat, how many prostrations are there? 40. 40. So on every prostration, Allah Ta'ala says that I'm very close to you. Alhamdulillah, when a person prays Taraweeh, then after Taraweeh, after in the 40 sajdas, Allah gets so close to his servant in the 40 prostrations of Taraweeh. And we are wealthy people. Even here, I'm telling you, dunya, that we believe in Allah due to dunya. Oh no, I'll pray 8. Someone says it's tahajjud salah. Someone says it's qiyamul layl. All of my respected scholars are arguing amongst themselves. Oh, what difference does it make if we pray, say? Because you're busy in the dunya, they're given fatwas. Imagine, tell me, the action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not forced us, is not fard, tarawih sunnah, not fard. But where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love comes into play, then Allah will never make it fard, compulsory. Remember this. Never will he make the action for it. Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. What is the announcement Allah gave? Allah announced his love, the high level qurban in his will. On which action? That on his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah. On the sunnah. So Allah could have made it fard if he wanted to, compulsory, but he didn't make it fard. Because love is such a connection that you have to do that from your heart, then the love is developed, isn't it? Not by force. If I say to you, come to dhikr, come to dhikr, come to dhikr, and suddenly you come. Yes? And that person, I have so much, I don't have that much happiness in seeing that person who is dragged along. I have happiness with that person who arrives with his own love, his own passion. That's where the more love is. So the best murid of the shaykh, remember this, I'm telling you a point here. Best murid, the best student, the best student of the shaykh is that student who has the love for him in his heart. This is the path of love. There's no forcing here. There's no forcing. So every action, if you do it with the heart, out of love, that if you're doing khidmat, you're doing out of love, service. Yes, if you want to meet, you want to meet out of love. You're doing it from your love and desire. But where your sheikh says, do this duty, you do this talk for me, you make the water, you put my shoes here, then never in the khanqa I've lived my life until today I've not seen, I'm talking about the wali Allah here, that he likes, that he tells somebody to do something. Why? Because he wants to see that the person who desires me, will he come and fly to me himself, or do I need to pull that person? So this situation is all based on love, my friends. It's all based on love. Yes, this whole game is the game of love. Ishq. Why? Because with this ishq, with this love, we need to eliminate the love of the world. With this love, is a scientific point. Scientific point. That one love, to diminish that, then you need to bring a bigger love to replace that. A bigger love to replace that. So today, a person, I'll give the example. His mother passed away, this person, and I'm giving the example of this world, and very valuable thing, it detaches from a person, it should, because today my mother is with me, and tomorrow she won't be with me. Today my son's with me, and tomorrow Allah can take my son. This is the dunya, it's the place of tragedies. So when the love goes from a person, then his heart splits, and a broken heart comes about, while he's playing and laughing, and the child passes away. What will be the hal of his relatives? Yes, went for a holiday and took the children with them, and there then they come back with the child's death. These are the events of the dunya that take place. Why? Because he got run over by a car. The child said, we didn't take care, the car was driving, and the child came under the car. Oh, can a tragedy be eliminated? This is dunya. So Allah Ta'ala, why is he put in the life and in the dunya these occurrences, these events? Why? Why do these things happen to us? Why are we worried and concerned? And when we want a valuable, everything valuable, we want, say we've got an expensive cup and it drops, we start to feel regret and sadness. Oh, what's happened here? I won't get this again. But those people who are aware, they suddenly understand there are lessons coming here. That with me happened, that was my favorite cup in which I used to drink tea. Yes, and every cup I don't like, and it's difficult to find. Everyone has their own desire. I've got my own sort of style, and my Allah Ta'ala has made me very delicate, my style. Because alhamdulillah, that what's Allah Ta'ala done with this fakir? So people laugh at this, that what does he do? What's the difficulty? Why do you just drink out of this cup? Why do you definitely need that cup? And today I couldn't replace it until now. So what happened? That I always used to drink tea from that cup. So this was quite a long time that I had a connection with that cup. I said, whenever I drink tea, I like that cup. I used to enjoy it. I used to like the style of that cup. And what chance, what happened? That in Ramadan, I was picking that cup quickly and it dropped from my hand. Oof. And most definitely, that when you love something, then you definitely get the pain of that loss. You do definitely get the pain. And when it dropped, then there was like a jolt on my heart. When the jolt came on my heart, I said, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I said, my Mawla, great, amazing, what glory you've shown here. That every beloved thing, when it drops, you get the pain. This is the dunya. I experienced that. And then the heart came the answer, that this sadness, that you could cure this yourself. With this sadness that what happened to you, this loss, and the beautiful solution for your love was that you should replace that love with a bigger love in your heart of the loss that you've incurred. So all the sadness and distress Allah has given, Allah is challenging you. Then why are you sad, distressed? Why don't you solve that issue, that thing you had, the love of that loss you had, then why don't you replace that with a bigger love? A bigger love. Subhanallah. You don't understand what I'm saying? So that human being, he will never be sad in the dunya. He will never be distressed in dunya who is in the qurb of Allah. As a Baba Farid Shakar Ganjram, they used to love one of his son a lot. I don't know what my topic was, where I've gone, but this is the darwish, isn't it? So, where were we? He said he loved his son a lot, and that was his weak point. As a Baba Farid Shakar Ganjram, he had a lot of love for his son. And through him, many people used to get their work done and jobs done, tasks done via his son. Because obviously when you know somebody's weak point, then you'll take advantage through the weak point. So this will go to his son, or tell your Baba to do this, or ask your Baba to do this. Because Hazrat Sahab used to love me a lot, so through his grandson, they used to me, said, oh, speak to his grandson, speak to Nana Ji, because he was Nana, speak to Nana, they want to go to Makkah to study, so please give me ijazah. So I said, listen, don't, you're using me, but he's my sheikh, and I know his mizaj and his manner. So they always start to use that person, because he's got a connection, he's close to him, so let's use him to get that work done. So as a Baba Farid Shakar Ganj, his son, he had so much love for his son, so people understood. So the great mashayikh, that through his son, they used to present their need to and make their Hazrat happy. So Hazrat Sahib used to become happy, the Hazrat Baba Fareed. So, but they are lost in the love of Allah. So people thought it's his weak point, maybe we'll catch him. So Allah Ta'ala took him away, because Allah Ta'ala takes that thing which a person loves. So he passed away, his son, in a tragedy. He passed away. So now his muridin are scared. How should we now portray our messages to Hazrat? We used to do it. If we don't, our khanqah will close, because there's a big tragedy for Hazrat. How will he bear this loss of his son passing away? So much love he had for his son. We'll have to tell him that he's died. So they were scared, afraid. And they went to Hazrat Sahib, his special murid student, when Hazrat, we've got some news we'd like to share with you. He said, what's the news you want to share with me? And I can't remember his name, his son, of his blessed son. He said that, you know, he said, who? And he said his name. He said, who's this? Subhanallah. They said, who's this? He said, this is your son, isn't it? You know, your son. He said, my son? I have no son. Subhanallah. He said, he was your son. And he's passed away. He said, is it? He said, I don't know who he was. I can't remember now. So he had no awareness. Why? Because that event, or the connection that he had with Allah, the love with Allah, how can any contamination come into that, the love of the dunya? It can't. Yes, it covers over everything. It compensates for everything. So the point we learn here is that when anything of the dunya, when you get a jolt or a shake, then Allah shakes us. Allah shakes us. These aren't the things for you. I told you in advance, these are temporary. They will be taken away from you, the things of the dunya. Your mother won't be with you all the time. Why do you love her for anything? Your father won't be with you all the time. Why do you just love them for anything? All of these things, they're in the dunya, in the world, they won't be with you. Any point in time I can take from you. But be ready for that time when I'm taking the things from you. You are not feeling that or crying for that. Rather, you are grateful, Allah, whatever you did, that's fine. That's fine. Do you understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? This is walayat. This is the person who's close to Allah. This is walayat. So my brothers, when do you get this walayat? Nearness to Allah? Not through tasbih, not through dhikr, not from any action. There's one action that gives us, Ramadan prescribes that. What's that? Qurbi ilahi, nearness to Allah will give you this. When the qurb of Allah increases, when he gets close to Allah, which we call love as well, then what will happen is that dunya automatically goes away from a person. It's opposite. You know, darkness, we got darkness. If you put the light on, then the darkness will go and the light will come. They're opposites. So this month is telling us what? That this is the month of Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness. So the rest of the life you live, then you'll know that this is my measurement gauge. That which side am I on? That after salah, or after we start complaining, this has not happened for me, this is not happening for me, Allah has given us the ruler to measure. Great ruler. Very simple ruler. That those who are close to Allah, who are near to Allah, and Allah for them is everything, then they're very far from the dunya, just according to the needs they are living in the dunya. And more than that, they have no objective or connection with the dunya. So for them, I'll come back to the topic. That was my first topic, Durood Sharif. That's what I told you, didn't I? That one Durood Sharif's value is so much that one Imam, who? Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And what was his forgiveness granted for? Not due to his kitabs, his knowledge, his ilm, his fiqh knowledge, his service to the deen. He is telling himself after dying that my forgiveness was achieved due to this Durood Sharif. Reciting the Durood. Tell me, why? Because it was a good deed. And that good deed, he performed it with sincerity. That durood, he read it with utmost sincerity. The same durood we're talking about. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that when a person sends durood to me, then that with that durood, I come into his dream. And he does come. He does come. Due to that durood, I come to the person's dream. And if I come into a person's dream, then I'll do shifa for that person, intercede for him, and whoever I intercede for, then I will give him water from my pond of Kawthar. And when I give him water to drink, then Allah will make him free from the fire of hell. What a great thing. What a great action. What's the consequence? One durood sharif. Why? Because that durood he read whilst he was in the nearness to Allah, not due to the love of the world. It was far from that durood. One good deed, remember this, I told you this. Why is Allah said in the Quran? That if one bad thing will be shown to you, and one good thing will be shown to you. One zara, atom's way of good, one atom's way of bad. And even that zara of goodness you give, you'll get the reward. If it's free and pure from the dunya, free from the dirt of the dunya, then that good deed will deliver you to Jannah. And the bad thing will deliver you to hell. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the glory, the status of the awliya Allah, that from one good deed, they allow Allah Ta'ala, they enables them to allow Allah to give them so much. So as I was saying to you, this is the shan, the glory of the walis of Allah. So they're not miserly or stingy in doing good deeds, the walis of Allah. So even if somebody comes, a phone call, that if somebody, some hungry, comes to him, 3 a.m. he'll give food, get on as a debt and feed a person. Like Hazrat Baqi bin Asab, a guest came to him during the night. Who came? A guest came, he said. He said, who's come? A guest had come, go give them some food, there's no food at home. Yes, there was a naan bite. He realized this. The man, the person who makes the naans, and he heard that has a need for it now. There's a guest at his house. So he said, it's a great opportunity that I can get the sheikh to do something for me. The guest has come, and for him would be such a great deed. Why? Because he is based on qurb ilahi, he's near to Allah. And he will say that if I can feed this guest of mine, that he's thinking, Baqibila, that maybe this is a good deed, so why shouldn't I get success? So he came running. And he put his hands together and said, Hazrat, he said, can I feed your guests? And he looked towards them, he said, just feed them. So he bought the food, he fed the guests. And he was faqir. He was happy. He said, you've done a very good deed, and you've made me happy. He said, tell me what you want. Yes, not that for example he needed something and he'll give me everything. No. When the servant of Allah, when the wali Allah says this, that what do you need? Then he's saying it with this point, that I'll do dua to Allah and Allah will definitely listen to my dua. That's the meaning of what he's saying. Yes, you understand the meaning? Not that I've got the full power, energy, whatever you ask me, I'll get from Allah. No, he has reliance in Allah. The wali Allah, he has trust in Allah because his connection is so strong to Allah. So he's proud of that. He says, Allah, that I'm going to do dua to you for this person. Please accept this dua of mine. Please accept this one. With this belief, when he raised his hands, then Allah says, oh, my beloved servant, wali is asking, go give to him what he's asking. Do you understand what I'm saying? So with the wali Allah, definitely you should ask the wali Allah to do dua for you, but with this belief that he will ask to Allah for us, because he has a connection with Allah, closeness to Allah, and he's got informality with Allah, which is away from ibadah. So when he saw that I've warmed up my sheikh, now I'll get what I need from him. So was this why I fed the food? He said, Hazrat, the point is this, he said in his dialect, he said, Hazrat, the point is this, that can you make me like you? Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah? He was a very simple person. He said, I want to become like you. And he just said this. I said, just like you are, make me like you. He said, he's a peer, a sheikh. I want to be a peer like this. Whatever was in his mind, his desires. He said, you want to be like me? He said, yes, totally I want to be like you. Yes? Just like you. He said, like me? He said, yes. Do dua that Allah makes me like you. Now he'd already promised the sheikh. And he was happy as well. Because of the khidmat, the service, and he had so much yaqeen that it cannot be that the dua will be accepted, that whoever I ask, Allah will give. Definitely Allah will give. So when Allah can create Adam alayhi salam without mother and father, Isa alayhi salam can be created without the father, whatever Allah Ta'ala wants, he can allow it to happen, take or give or hit somebody. This is nothing for Allah. Because Allah, he, the wali Allah, is already on that level of qurb ilahi, nearness to Allah. And is there anything lacking in that person who's pious? Yes, Allah can make anybody anything. So he said, think again, don't ask me. He didn't say this won't happen. He said, think again twice what you're asking me to ask Allah. The wali Allah didn't say this won't happen. Because if I say this, then Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, because he's talking about dunya. When they ask for dunya, they'll get it. But the person who's close when he asks Allah, definitely will happen. That it's my job to ask Allah, and it's Allah who will give. That's the faith we should have. So these are words of faqir. Hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Am I right what I'm saying? Yes, is there increase in your iman, in your deen? Then it's good. Yes, you get thawab, isn't it? So, that make the dunya detached from yourself and love Allah Ta'ala's nearness. That's the lesson of what we're trying to learn today. Don't run after the dunya. Don't try to acquire too much dunya. There's nothing in the game of the dunya. Allah's love. Run after Allah's love. Like Ramadan has said, that Allah says this is the month of Allah's qurbal, Allah's nearness. Seek Allah's nearness in this month. Connection. So he said, okay, think. He said, I've thought. The person who made the naan said, I've thought. Please make, ask Allah to make naan. He said, okay, sit next to me. Look at his yaqeen, the person who asked the dua. He said, think double. That what you're asking, yes, that you'll become like me, and physically, and the mujahidah, the maqam. How suddenly will it come to him that this is a jahil person who's asking this? But no, he asked, when he asked from Allah, then he asked in such a manner that Allah, you can give everything according to your will. But we ask for dunya and the world. We have this belief that Allah won't give it as well. On top of that, oh, I won't get this. And that's why we get unhappy with Allah. That's why we're angry. Astaghfirullah. Why did Allah not give me this? No. And he'll prefer to die and commit suicide, but he won't believe in Allah the way he should. We believe in Allah at that time when Allah, according to our desires, gives us things. And when I praise Allah, I get the things. Oh, salah is a great action. Barakah. If you don't get what you want, oh, no, I'm not going to praise Allah. I'm grateful. So, Hazrat raised his hands. When he raised his hands, it was no delay when he saw that Baqi Billah was sitting next to him, the same as him. Now tell me, is this Baqi Billah or is he Baqi Billah? There was no differentiation. Totally exactly the same. Inside the same, outside the same, externally, internally. Two Baqi Billahs Allah Ta'ala enabled. What a great karamat, miracle of Hazrat Baqi Billahs. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the Mujaddad, he didn't pick some minor sheikh who was going to be the sheikh of Hazrat Mujaddad Ramdar. If he was going to be the sheikh of Mujaddad, then imagine his status. Look what Allah ta'ala showed the example. So this happened. Dua was accepted. But then by the morning, he passed away. Just for a few hours, he was Baqi Billah. The Tandoor Bhai. And then, subhanallah, when they came out to the room, the people of the world were amazed. Who is Baqi Billah? Who is genuine? He came to show himself for a few hours in the dunya, but then he passed away after that. But here, one point's coming to my mind, I'll share that with you. They're okay for a few hours or for a small short period of time, but what will be his resurrection, subhanAllah? What will be his resurrection? And forgiveness for him will be on what? On the hashr, on the resurrection. You know, the resurrection of person is end, the point where the decision's made. So, look at the great achievement here, Allah Ta'ala, that how Allah Ta'ala loves His walis, and the walis walai so much, that He served the wali Allah, who? He served Allah's friend, the wali Allah, He made the wali of Allah happy by making food for His guests. So whatever He asked, Allah rewarded Him with whatever He asked for. SubhanAllah. So this is the conclusion of khidmat. Now here, what's the point here? The point was this, that why did He serve? Wah wah, subhanAllah. Why did he serve the waliyullah? The real purpose was that his love of the waliyullah due to which he served him. He had been, I want to feed the guests of the waliyullah. So, whatever you do, action, wherever you are, whether serving the sheikh, outside, whatever good deed you do, if inside that love is present, then remember that. Do the action. If there's no love, then leave the action, then it becomes showing off and it's fake. And there's no benefit with that. So, subhanAllah, that he said that Allah put the love of yours in my heart so I can do action with your love. If I give people to drink water, I do it with your love. And I keep giving people the glass of water to drink with your love, Allah. Everything I want to enjoy, Allah, due to your love. And that's a great ibadah becomes, like I said, one durood sharif becomes such a great worship. Imam Shafi'i, they got the forgiveness due to that. Due to that. One durood sharif, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a great guarantee that the person's free from hell. So this is the love. So my sheikh, the event that I just shared with you, is that he was the wali Allah, and he knew that every good deed that's done with the love, Allah gives a great daraja, high status. He was poor, 1930s, and my sheikh is from that generation. In that era, to do Hajj, and then for Hajj, it was the British Empire to go from Bombay through the ship. Lots of difficulty, arduous journey, physical hardship, Jeddah, no car, to walk, and on the earth, from there to Makkah, and buses, nothing at all, transportation, there were camels. This is the Hajj of that time. So the Wali Allah said that I had a desire to do Hajj. at that time, and they used to collect the money slowly, slowly. He had nothing at that time to his name. So he said himself, I heard this event from Hazrat Sahib directly. He said, then I created a method, subhanAllah. I thought of a method. Look at the methodology. That he said, I had no money, no currency. He said, then I thought of a method. I developed a method that on the pavement I'll stand. I used to go out on the road, and all the big rocks and stones, I used to move them out of the way, that they were in the way of people. And when I used to move a rock, I'd say to Allah, that Allah, you for your creation, that the rocks and the stones in their way, I'm removing them. Allah, please remove the boulders and restrictions on the path to my Hajj. He said, I just did this action for 3 days, then subhanAllah, the magistrate, he was English, he said that your request application be accepted. He said, your money, we'll put some in your money yourself, you can go. So it was my first Hajj, that was my first Hajj, as the Sahib said, subhanAllah. One boulder of rock he moved from the pavement, from the road, and for Hazrat Sahib, that was his preparation for his Hajj. You understand? Why? Because he had love. He had love. So he had so much love for Allah that he said, whatever action I do for Allah, then what would that good deed be? It will be high level ibadah worship that will be deserved to earn my forgiveness. And ours, we have mountains of deeds. We don't have anything in that will we be able to get them to forgive us so many hajj and amal and deeds. So many things we've collected combined, but totally deflated, punctured. Nothing inside them. No pressure. And the action you do out of love, listen one thing. One thing that if you do an action out of love, then the hint there is that the action you do out of love, then suddenly in your heart a light will be created. A unique coolness and satisfaction will be developed. Such love is suddenly brings a flicker and a light into that one small deed even. Yes, because it's drawn you near to Allah, closer to Allah. Anyhow, this month is the month of Qurb, Allah's nearness, and seek Allah's nearness in this month. And the sign of Allah's nearness is what? That your attachment to the dunya should end, your reliance on the dunya should end. You should be happy with all decisions of Allah. And you shouldn't be worried about dunya, material things. And you should have the concern for the hereafter. That's the simple sign. Yes, there are two loves in this world. One is the love of Allah, one of the love of the dunya. Either person is immersed in the love of dunya, you can see the signs, and either he loves Allah and there are separate signs. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen wa alayhi sahbihi. Allahumma aghfir lana wa rahmna wa taqbal minna wa adkhilna jannata najata min an-nar. يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خلقه محمد وعليه صحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين